Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is a Wednesday, which means we get to speak to the wonderful Dr. Carl. Dr. Carl, good morning. Hope you're well.
Good morning to you. How are you today?
I am very, very good. We've just been to the sports, had the sports reports. I'm actually going to start with a sports question for you, which is about Formula One pit stop. Apparently, wheel team saves heart patients' lives. Tell us about the story.
Well, think about a Formula One, and you've got this mental image that they're going around really fast. That's part of it. And another part is that they come into the pits, and then really quickly something happens, and they go out again.
Mm-hmm.
And the really quickly is 7 seconds. Mm-hmm. And the things that happen are that all four tyres are taken off and replaced, and it's filled with fuel, and the oil is checked.
In seven seconds. Remarkable.
And so what's happening is you've got very skilled people with one boss, and everybody's got a checklist, and everybody's highly trained, and they've gone and practiced it many times. So for example, with regard to the wheel and the tire, there's three people on that team. One person has two jobs. So they move in, and half their job is to remove the nut. They then get out of the way. Then the second person comes in, and they're wearing special gloves because the tire is at a temperature of around 90 degrees C.
Mm.
And if you touch it with your hands, you get burnt. And it has to be at that temperature so that it's like gluey, mm-hmm. and it can stick to the ground really well. And they remove the tire. And then the third person comes in, and they're holding a tire, and they put it on. And the first person comes back and they do the second part of their job. The first part was removing the nut. They put the nut back on. And each person knows exactly what they've got to do, and they've trained. Okay, now let's look at congenital heart disease. You've got a heart. It's absolutely essential. And congenital means with birth. So there's a problem with your heart that's been there since birth. Sometimes it has to be operated on right. while you're a baby. Sometimes it might come to light only years later.
Mm-hmm.
So they were doing, the cardiac surgeons, they were doing these these 4 to 8 hour surgeries, which is a long time. And yet, before they got to intensive care, mistakes would happen. And you see, the patient had to be shifted from the operating theatre bed onto a trolley, and then from a trolley onto the bed in intensive care.
Right.
And they didn't have the checklist. So there were mistakes happening. So two of the surgeons said, look, we want to get in the Ferrari Formula One team. Oh my God, that's, yeah, right, okay. So
they've
got the Ferrari mm-hmm. pit stop team in, and they said, just look at us. And they said, you guys are a mess. Who's in charge? Well, I don't know, you in charge, okay. There's got to be somebody in charge. And then, so for example, suppose you're trying to shift somebody. Firstly, they've got a urine bag on them to catch their urine. Who's in charge of that? And well, whoever happens to be there. And where do they take it from? And where do you put it? Yeah, okay, right. And then there's another bag putting liquids into them. And also, sometimes those liquids have drugs. And then the patient has got two arms and two legs. Who holds this arm? Nothing had been planned. And on each occasion, it was just sort of like, okay, here we go. Who's ready? And so they brought in a checklist. They made the anaesthetist the chief, and the anaesthetist had somebody next to them who was their registrar. By the way, just a little diversion here. So they got lessons from both Formula One and from aviation. So just another diversion. Have you read the book, Howard, called Black Box Thinking?
No.
Okay, read that book.
But it sounds awesome. I'm writing it down because we need
Black
holiday reading.
Mm-hmm. So on one hand, you have the airline industry, which does 4 billion passenger flights a year and hardly anybody dies.
Yes.
Amazingly successful. And on the other hand, you have the healthcare profession, and mistakes happen all over the place. And part of it is that in the airline industry, you have no fault reporting. So there was a case of a pilot coming into land at a commercial pilot with passengers on the plane, and she'd been there a few years before, and as she's coming into land near sunset, suddenly there's all these lights in her eyes and she can't see. She's temporarily blinded.
Right.
So she does a go around and comes back and this lets the tower know, and then is ready for it and lands successfully. Mm. And then the next pilot, and she reports that she did not do a perfect landing, and this is what happened. No fault involved. And then the next person coming in, it happens to them.
Right.
And they report it because there's no fault involved. And they realized the problem was that a developer had bribed the council to put lights on a billboard, which happened to shine lights in the eyes of the pilots coming into land. Nothing personal, it's just business, right?
Right. And so, I'll tell that to the families.
Then coming back one step. So in the cockpit of the plane, if everything goes bad, the captain will say to the co-pilot, you fly the plane and I will have situational awareness.
Awareness, right.
Right, right. And so in the same way, if anything gets messy, it's the number two anaesthetist who is running the show, but the number one is in charge of everything, just keeping an
amazing
eye.
That. And amazing.
Just being there ready to kick in. And they found that by bringing in a combination of people who had a very specific role and they knew what they had to do each time, combined with a checklist and always doing, they halved the mishap rate. Now, part of the problem in the hospital system is you don't have the same people all the time, so it might be
right. So it might not be the same team that are working around this. Mm.
Whereas in the pit stop, over a period of a year, you'll have one person shifting, maybe a year. Whereas you'd be lucky to have the same team from the morning shift to the night shift, and you're doing operations all the time, right? So taking on that different way of thinking, so the point of view is that you're trying to find out what was wrong, what went wrong, and then there's no guilt, and you fix the system so that mistake can't happen again. Brilliant. You know, like, I made this mistake because I thought, okay, let's change the system so that that mistake cannot be made by you or anybody else. So it's a different way of thinking, and it will lead to a happier outcome. So this is a feel-good story instead of a doom and gloom.
I love that story, and I really like so many of these lessons, because this idea that everybody knows exactly what they have to do, that they focused on their task, but you've got one person who sees the whole picture, and as you say, adding in that black box thinking means that you avoid those mistakes. You learn from the mistakes rather than keep repeating them. That is where we do need to leave it. It is 7:40. Dr. Carl, that was brilliant. Thank you. And I've already looked up that book. I can definitely get it on Amazon. So that is very, very cool. Thank you very, very much.